This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris with some news that you probably don't want to hear. There won't be any break from sky-high gasoline prices this summer. That forecast from the Energy Department today. Prices are expected to average $2.28 a gallon between now and September. That's 6 cents higher than the current price and 38 cents higher than last year. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the gas station isn't the only place where costly crude oil is having an impact.
If you want to see how pricey crude oil works its way into the economy, or doesn't, think about one word, just one word, plastics. Plastic shavings litter the floor around this computer-controlled cutting machine that's carving out parts for a jewelry box. This is the workshop of Archer Plastics in San Diego.
We work with acrylic, polycarbonate, PVC, things of that nature, all types of plastics.
Petroleum is a key ingredient in plastic, and with crude oil prices about 50% higher than last year's, Archer President Lance Stevenson's cost has skyrocketed, sometimes rising from day to day along with the price of oil.
Just like owning a pizza franchise and having to call down every single day for the price of pepperoni.
Whether Stevenson passes on those higher costs to his customers depends on a variety of factors. How busy he is, how badly he wants a job, and maybe most importantly, what his competitors are charging. He once lost an order to make 1,000 parts when he was underbid by just a penny apiece.
If others are priced low, it's difficult for a shop like ours to raise prices.
Business people around the country are trying to cope with rising oil costs, and many, like Stevenson, are wrestling with whether to raise their own prices in response. Air freight handlers like UPS and FedEx have added surcharges to help cover their higher jet fuel costs, but Chief Economist Nariman Baravesh of Global Insight says passenger airlines have had a much harder time passing the high costs on.
Probably the single differentiating factor is competition. What you've got in the airline industry is low-cost competitors that are making it very hard for the Uniteds and the American Airlines and the Deltas to make price increases stick, whereas you don't quite have the same competitive environment in the cargo side.
So far, many oil-dependent businesses have chosen to absorb the higher cost. As the Federal Reserve noted last month, the rise in energy prices has not notably fed through to core consumer prices. But the Fed warned that could change, and Baravesh says the pressure on companies to raise prices will mount as long as oil prices stay high.
The longer oil prices stay in this $50-plus range, the more convinced I think companies become that this is a permanent or semi-permanent state of affairs, and the bolder they seem to be getting in terms of trying to pass these costs on. They don't always succeed, but they're trying more often.
High energy prices affect not just products made with oil, but everything that's trucked, shipped, or flown. Poor Barbie gets hit twice by the rising cost of plastic to make the doll and the rising cost to ship her from Asian factories. That's not to mention what it costs to gas up Barbie's pop-out picnic SUV. In January, Mattel raised prices by 2-4% to cover what it expected long-term oil prices to be. But Mattel CEO Robert Eckerd told a Bank of America securities conference last month that's not enough if prices stay this high.
With barrel oil at $53 or $54 a barrel, that's going to present a real challenge to us. If that continues all year, we're going to face a problem in resin costs and in transportation costs.
San Diego plastic maker Lance Stevenson is also nearing the end of his rope. He's decided to seek a small price increase from one of his biggest customers, even though doing so makes him nervous.
The flip side also is if you pass every price increase on, and if your competitors do the same, customers would be encouraged to find alternative product to work with, wood, metal, or something of that nature.
The same goes for oil itself. Fed Chairman Greenspan said this week if business people have to keep paying a high price for oil, they'll eventually learn to use less. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.